Lucas Graham, Love Someone on 94.7 Fresh FM. I wanted to take a moment to tell you, I've always felt that the essence of radio, the spirit of radio, exists almost entirely in the listeners who bring it to life. It is true, and I have many of them in the studio right now, radio personalities. We offer perspective, and we're a creative midwife of sorts for what comes through the speakers. But without you, the listener, to be there on the other side, to understand, to feel, to listen, to share the moment, well, it almost feels like it would be for nothing without you. You, the listener, are the lifeblood of this industry, and we don't want you to forget that. That has been a profoundly important philosophy that I personally always carried with me when I started in radio, and I believe it's a philosophy that all of us at Fresh FM share. So we thank you, past, present, and future, for choosing to spend time with us. I also want to say thank you on behalf of every single person who is a part of Fresh FM. We all feel that you have been deeply important to us. Thank you. And I want to initiate this goodbye by sharing with you what I believe. The reality of life as we understand it, at least in the material sense, is that everything comes to an end. But many of us also accept the notion that we have the ability to create new beginnings and keep moving forward. What we create, our passions, our spirits, they are eternal and they leave an indelible mark. Alan Watts once said, "The only way to make sense out of change is to plunge into it, move with it, and join the dance." So we invite you to join us in this dance. Thank you for being part of 94.7 Fresh FM.
Lindsay Lexus Studios, WIAD-FM and WIAD-HD1, Bethesda, Washington.
What we're going to do right here is go back.
These allegations are false.
I'm Ross. Take the raid shot.
Major malfunction.
Tear down this wall.
Break it. He's had to go all the way.
Now, I cite you for a 1081.
Done. The only coffee maker that turns itself on, so you wake up.
Some music historians say it began with Robert Johnson. Some say it began with Bill Haley.
2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock.
Elvis and the Beatles. Some say it was when Cleveland disc jockey Alan Freed coined the phrase, rock and roll.
Welcome to the rock and roll dance party.
No matter the beginning,
the music
has been a constant in our lives.
What's your name?
What's yours?
Claire.
Claire?
Claire. Family.
No one forgets the song playing during your first kiss.
Sorry about the disruption, folks. But I always do the last dance of the season. This year, somebody told me not to.
Music touches our lives. It makes us smile.
So I'm going to do my kind of dancing, the great part.
It makes us cry.
Lloyd, I'm sorry.
What do you want?
My father's guilty. He lied to me. He lied to everybody. I need you.
You do?
Everything else means nothing to me. If I hurt you again, I'll die.
And at times, makes us think.
Quick. What's the meaning of life?
Dale Beaver.
Who?
She's a girl that I was madly in love with when we were freshmen. Remember that big fountain, the one on main campus, the one that says knowledge, art, religion, life? The day that we were walking past that, she was sitting on the life side, and she just smiled at me.
Throughout the decades, music has evolved. But one thing remains the same. The greatest hits will always be the greatest hits.
Welcome to the Hotel California. Take on me.
once again as a home for the greatest hits of all time. Welcome to 94.7 The Drive.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life.
The 80s live here.
80s, love the 80s.
94.7 The Drive. DC's greatest hits.
The greatest.
The greatest.
The greatest. The greatest.
94.7 The Drive. The best songs ever played.
The greatest song ever recorded.
Only the good stuff. 94.7 The Drive. The 80s live here.
Right here.
94.7 The Drive.